Zipper.
Everything that lives in the is a hologram. Nothing is as real as that.
Come here, boy.
Big cutoff. So, hi everyone. This is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. So that last song was Tezita by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. This is like my brother's favorite group. I don't know if they're a band. I don't know what they are. Group. So I'm going to include a lot of them. I don't even know if he's going to listen, but I just think that they're really good. I have been making these playlists every week for over a year now, and this is probably one of my favorite ones. Like, this is one of the ones where I really pushed myself to find new music, and it's a lot of funk, it's a lot of jazz, like genres that, not that I wouldn't pick for myself, but like genres that I feel like I kind of show on this show but have never given a full show to. So I'm really excited for this show. And I don't know what else I have to add. I have a lot of, like, surprises within this, but it's going to be a very funky 1 hour and approximately 40 minutes, I'm guessing. So that's exciting. And that's it. All right, let's buckle up and ride.
dumbest all the sights while posturing and moving silence. Sticking it to the asphalt, kick up the dust and trouble, moving through reflections, mirroring my intentions, bring it down to zero, choking on the meaning, nourished by the errors, took our time to get here. I'm a victim of loving you. I'm a victim of wanting you. I woke up this morning, I felt your love laying beside my soul. You told me that you love me, baby. I love you, baby. I love you so doggone much.
if you are my one listener. Hi, Dad. You may have noticed there was a weird interruption in that song. Not intentional, but this is just a little shout out to Apple. Why would you add Siri to a computer? Bad idea. Just in the way, and then it wouldn't stop talking. So we're going to disable Siri after this show so this never happens again. Because it's happened one or two times, and it's happened to my friends too. It's just, like, nobody's using Siri on the MacBook. Pardon me for, like, even, maybe I can talk through disabling Siri. Pardon me for suggesting otherwise, but it's just kind of a waste of, like, data and whatever. You can't even shut it off. That seems really wrong. Delete, maybe. Yeah, what the heck? That was the other thing I was going to say, because my dad is listening. Last week, I accidentally swore on air, and I'm very sorry about that. I'm not supposed to do that. It's super wrong. And my dad thought it was funny to make sure I never forgot that. Thank you, Dad. I also, too, feel guilt over that horrible slip-up. But you know what happens, because sometimes I'm a very passionate person, and I'm very emotional, and I will express that, and you know, I was just in one of those phases where I was like, why, like, I was upset at my job, which I actually only have 3 weeks of, so I'm gonna suck it up, and I was supposed to get an interview for another job, like my dream job, like, you know when you have a job where people are like, oh, what do you want to do, and then afterward they're like, but what do you really want to do, to make small talk. That job got back to me about an interview, and I was like, no way, like, no way. And then I respond back, like, here's my availability. And she responds, oh, actually, we re-looked at your resume. You're not qualified. Why would you reach out in the first place? At this point, you just have to give me an interview because you kind of messed up. So I don't know. But I did talk to someone at the company today otherwise just to be like, hello, how are you doing? So I don't know. She said podcasts could be in my future. We'll see. I don't know, because I'm not a great radio host. This next song, I know if my dad is listening, which I hope he is, this next song is going to be a little bit of an oddball. It's July, which means it's now exceptional to get out any Christmas songs you wanted to listen to throughout the whole year. Christmas in July. Don't go over the top. You know, it's like 90 degrees here. I mean, people have 90 degrees Christmases, but in Boston, that should never happen. And this next song is a funky Last Christmas version, or funky version of Last Christmas by Remy Wolf. Kind of just thought it felt like it tuned in with the rest of our vibe. So this is that song.
Summer. 1940.
Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
All right, so that last song was Summer in the City by The Loving Spoonful. They have a bunch of, I'm trying to think what their song is. They have like one of those classic songs where like if your parents were like, I'm going to play some music, it'll probably come up. I'm not going to fact check because I have other things to do, such as reading the bad reception poem of the hour. Not of the hour, of the show. I'm not doing this every hour. So the last two songs were about New York City. That wasn't even, I mean, they were not cued together intentionally. I love, if you look up like New York City playlist on Spotify, you get a lot of interesting music. Specifically, I've been listening to a lot of New York rap, New York 90s rap, like A Tribe Called Quest, Nas. I don't know why that style of rap is called New York rap. I think it's also just more known as 90s rap, but it's great. So I was listening to that. That's how I got into New York City playlist. That's how we end up with those last two songs, New York City in 1940, and then Summer in the City by The Loving Spoonful. So before we get into this next song, I think it's only fitting that I read this poem. So if you know me, you also know that I love food. My LinkedIn thing is aspiring professional foodie, so that people know I'm fun and relatable. And I also run a blog and I write the post when I'm here DJing, just because it gives me like a time to like de-stress and focus on a food or a meal that I've had in the last weekend. And this week I'm writing about bagels. I don't know why I am. Oh yes, I forgot. I'm supposed to write about another sandwich too, which maybe I'll write two posts this week. But I'm writing about bagels this week because I'm featuring a lot of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Which is my brother's favorite brand, a band. I mentioned that before. They're like an Australian band. They make this like funky rock. It's very like experimental, neo-psychedelic. There's a lot of adjectives you could use to describe it. But when I worked at a bagel shop nearby called Goldilocks, Goldilocks is like a Medford, Somerville area favorite. It's an amazing bagel place. If you want like the best bagel, the best New York City bagel you can get, not in New York City, Goldilocks, or maybe just like the best bagel you can get in Boston, Goldilocks. It's just kind of inconveniently far from most transportation, but it's like when I worked there, it was great to see how it brought the community together. Like everyone was coming there getting their bagels, they were socializing in line, bringing their dogs. That's what I'm writing my blog post about right now, and I'm actually really bummed because I was debating getting a bagel, but I also would like to just do this show for 2 hours if no one's gonna come in. If someone comes in, I'm getting a bagel. But yeah, so the poem today is called The Bagel. I stopped to pick up the bagel, rolling away in the wind, annoyed with myself for having dropped it, as if it were a portent. Faster and faster it rolled, with me running after it, bent low, gritting my teeth, and I found myself doubled over. And rolling down the street, head over heels, one complete somersault, like after another like a bagel, and strangely happy with myself. That's The Bagel by David Ignatow. Just one of those New York City things. New York City is an interesting place that I tend to romanticize on this show a lot. I've never lived there. I haven't been in New York City in like several years. But the part, everyone, New York City is very unaffordable right now, and you have a lot of people moving in who are not native to the area. And they're having this issue where New York City is like known for having a culture and a community. Like you move to New York City, you know the person who works at the bodega, you socialize with this person on your block. Like you have to opt into the community. And I've heard that the transplants are not doing that. It's just an interesting thing. I used to be an anthropology major, so it's interesting to kind of study like how New York City is fluctuating, because New York City was so rich because of that community and that culture that you we're opting into, because that's like why you live in the city, is you want to know the people around you, you want to hold the door for them, you want to say hi, you want to know like the person who makes your coffee. That's part of like the beautiful parts of a city, and you can also get that in a small town, but it's also just nice to not drive everywhere. So this next song is kind of off the New York City trend. I don't think there's any New York songs after this. I'm pretty sure there's not. Okay, so this next song is going to be Intergalactic Love Song by the Diddy's.
Star, Check the vibe. the days on the boulevard are lending. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
But then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the rhyme, yo.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. But off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop if you call it that and stop.
Okay, kind of an abrupt cutoff, but that last song was Check the Rhyme by A Tribe Called Quest. Great 90s rap group when we were talking about them before. This last song is going to be Old Things by Langhorne Slim. This is Gwen. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Old Things that I found, old bones lying on the ground, old bells that I hear ring, love them old things. Old cars don't go too fast, old dogs lying on the grass, old homes full of ghosts, who love old things most. Them old things, they amaze me. Y'all see my old lady, she wears a big old hat, no blue jeans. I love them old things. Old songs, hear them old folks sing. My fingers green from this old ring. Been around from coast to coast, I still love old things the most. Things say amaze me. Y'all see my old lady, she wears a big old hat, no blue jeans. All of them old things. Tell me all things say amaze me. Y'all see my old lady, she wears a big old hat, no blue jeans. All of them old things. All of them things.
Well, how about that? We still have 15 seconds to go before 11 o'clock here on WMFO in Medford. And I know you're glad. I'm glad. Bye.
Bye.
And welcome to an intermittent TARDIS jukebox.